Good morning. Good morning. Oh yeah, hoes. Good morning.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Welcome to season 3, bitches. 3 seasons of Raw and Unfiltered, the podcast. How does it feel to be?
It's been a year.
So this is year 2.
This is year 2.
Season 1 was the first year. We got to season 2. We're on season 3. This is year 2 of this podcast.
But time is an illusion.
Funny how time flies when you're having fun. You know, that's what I'm sampling in my next song. But I'm sampling that and the nigga with the eyebrow. Cause I gotta go. Funny how time flies when you're having fun. I'm trying to see where this love goes. I'm trying to see where this love goes. Yeah, I took that and the nigga with the eyebrow.
Who the fuck was
What's that
eyebrow?
Nigga fucking name? Shit. Hold up. R&B artist with the eyebrow. He got a unibrow.
Who is that?
Hold up. Damn, what's that nigga name? I'll be sure.
Oh.
Hold on.
I needed more context. You would have said
night and day.
Yeah, if you would have said the 90s, I would have came up with it, but I couldn't. Good. I'll be sure isn't that important now.
Right, but that song still go hard.
It is a good song. It is a good song. I do agree.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel, you know, here we are.
Here we are. How do y'all feel? Us too.
Lovely. Ooh. Lovely.
You know, we need to start adding more segments.
Like what?
I don't know. We'll discuss that offline.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because we only got the 2.
I mean, yeah, main topic am I got today. But it's like, what do you do? What do you say?
Slight little games every now and again or something.
A game?
I don't know. Like how T.S. Madison got banned, bitch.
Oh, at the end.
Or like talk your shit,
that
yeah.
That'd be cute. Yeah. That'd be cute. Love her. Love her. But we'll dive straight in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tory Lanez.
Tory, I ain't got no hair lanes.
I wanted him to die.
Oh.
That's all I got. That's all. Because I can understand, like, making the appeal. I can understand that. You know, that's what prisoners do. They appeal their case to get less time. I got a ton of cousins in prison. They appeal all the time. And guess what? They get denied. Why? Because you've been in that bitch too many times.
Hey.
Why would they free you?
Just to come right back?
Why would we free you till it's backwards for you to come back in 3 to 6 months?
Side note, you just made me think about something. Bitch, they said Derek got back out again.
Derek who?
From the fucking Louisiana. I don't know how true it is, but the socials are saying he back out.
You know, I'm excited for him.
This time, maybe he go to Mexico.
I hope so. I hope so. Or choose somebody who got some sense.
And don't go back to Atlanta. Please don't.
Yeah, they know what he look like now. So just, you know, all them goddamn bubblegum rappers. It ain't that much weed smoking in the world. Jesus.
Anyway, Tory.
But yeah, I can understand the appealing. But see, to make your appeal and then consistently blame Megan for you being arrested, and then to say, oh, well, she was aware that there was a possibility of a gun being in the car, so she should have ducked or ran. But I thought the story was that you didn't shoot her.
One of these things is not like the other.
See, I don't understand. And so I personally would like for him to die. Mm-hmm. I think they should stab him up.
Somebody probably will. I don't get it. Because what you blaming Megan for? Megan didn't even have nothing to do with your case. She just had to be on the motherfucking witness stand because the state of California said, either you come or we come get you. And you don't want us to come and get you.
I don't know what about that, like, misses the head of people. Other than willful ignorance.
I was going to say willful ignorance.
I hate willful ignorance.
Don't we all?
I would hope so.
You know so much about the case, but you don't know nothing.
It's like they know so much about the case, but they're not actually reading said case.
They can only go by what social media has told them.
That.
In their social media news outlet, it's Neighborhood Talk, Hollywood Unlocked, and The Shade Room.
All of those are blocked.
Oh, and what's the other one they got? Black Millionaires or some shit like that.
My God. Black Millionaires.
Just some shit like that. It's just another block spot.
That stresses me. That stresses me out. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Donald.
Cocksucking Trump.
Donatella. Donisha.
Did he have a gag reflex?
I think it should be looked into because it seems that everybody is sucking Bill's cock. I think it needs to be searched and looked into just how many people
have sucked this guy.
Yes.
I hate that word.
As the old saying goes, ain't nothing worse than a dead girl than a live boy. When you're dealing with politics and people in power, you don't want a dead girl. But you for damn sure don't want
a live boy.
A live boy.
Huh. You know what?
I would like to know. Because, and here's the thing, and it's so funny in a way, funny weird, because we haven't tipped into the homophobic realm with this conversation. Nobody has. No one has, because everyone is understanding that this is about, like, power. This is outside of sexuality in itself.
It's okay when power's involved, huh?
Yes. But it's also funny because if this is true, well, you all voted for a fag.
Yes.
Who ran on trying to get rid of all types of faggotry.
Yes.
What have we learned, class?
Sometimes it's actually a horse and not a zebra. It's just paint.
Huh. Interesting lesson.
You know, because if you paint it,
but horses are bigger.
You could say it's a little baby horse.
I actually think their heads are different shape too. I think there's a number of things that's different about a horse and a zebra. Other than the
aggression? Oh. The zebras are aggressive.
Yes. Yes. But see, them fucking horses.
But kick the shit out of you?
You can't trust them. They also will bite you.
Yeah.
Like really, really bite you.
This is why I prefer cows.
They bite.
They are nothing but giant dogs.
But them bitches will bite
you. Dogs bite too. If you hit that motherfucker hard enough, he won't bite no more.
The cow is not feeling that.
to you.
This one for the damn cow. Worse than the white people got them cows walking through their house, laying on the couch and shit.
Whoa.
You don't be seeing them videos?
No.
I built my For You page brick by brick. I love those videos. They be having the cow. It be like cows. Sometimes it be a pig. Sometimes it be like a chicken or a duck or something. One bitch got an alpaca.
You ever seen the black nigga with Ductavius?
I love them videos.
I love them videos.
It was so sweet. And he had to teach him how to swim out in the wilderness and whatnot.
Hopefully he have Ductavius for a long time.
I think they had tried to take him at one point, but I think they gave him back. Cause
how you gonna take something that he incubated?
I mean, yeah, but I think they were just trying to say like he wasn't supposed to, but it's not illegal.
It's not illegal at all.
So,
you can grow whatever the fuck you want to grow in your damn house.
Well, no.
They do it anyway.
Yes, but that doesn't make it legal.
It may not be legal, but you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Okay.
Hell, if you want to grow some reefer in that bitch, you can.
Okay. Little bitches come.
What is this?
They really gonna keep that hoe down.
It's only one plant. That's why you move to a state like Colorado.
Slow boat to hell. Slow boat to hell. But anyway, y'all need to look into why the folks keep sucking on Bill Thang. No wonder he's a signal. He's a fucking hoe.
Doom, 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 doom.
Jesus. Just hilarious.
Bitch, when I saw that motherfucking shit today, when we sitting at the motherfucking Slide Cafe, hey, that rhymed. Y'all, just hilarious when said in motherfucking real time on Celine Dion's internet. It motherfucking said, I can't smoke no blunt behind no gay nigga because his mouth don't been on some pee. But I can smoke behind my lesbian sister. But I can't smoke behind any other girl. But I can smoke behind my lesbian sister. You know, maybe just need to go eat her some coochie.
She is exhausting.
As hell. It was great when we didn't know her thoughts.
Yes, when she was just
posting little clips and videos.
Yeah, the little random comedian. Even her on Wildin' Out. But like her in this,
these homophobic rants,
journalism space, and going on these homophobic rants is a lot. And it's like, cool, we get it. You're really upset that your baby daddy's gay. Like, great, wonderful, beautiful. But like, take that up with him and that trans girl. Leave the rest of us
the fuck alone
out of it, because your logic doesn't even make sense at this point.
It doesn't. And the constant attacks on T.S. Madison, when T.S. Madison not even studying you.
T.S. Madison and trans black people, period. Like, it's, and it be random. The conversation don't even be about trans people. And like, she come left field. Jesus.
There's a clip on the Gay E magazine page of bitches correcting her in real time on The Breakfast Club when she's trying to be homophobic or transphobic.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, what, 10 clips?
But you see, she just, like, she's not even fazed by it.
Because
like,
they're not coming at her the right way. She's not,
the only other way to
somebody got a wrench, cross that bitch and slap the dog shit out her ass.
That's literally the only way. Or to, like, actually, like, embarrass her. Like, it literally has to be a point of embarrassment. I did like how, like, Miss Pat and the other guy, like, handled the situation. Because even Miss Pat has, like, some type of ignorance. But, like, even she was like, you just need to let people be who they are. That has nothing to do with you. Like,
correct.
And she still was like, well, all I'm saying was that only women can have babies. And the guy was like, well, no, you have trans men who were women, but they identify as men that have babies. Like, what about that? It's going over your head. And it's not going over your head. You're just being willfully obtuse. And that is what's annoying. But I think when people make the point to her, like, in real time, like, trans rights do affect biologically born women, as you sit here looking like the little boy that you do, your bone structure is manly. Yes, you have boobs now. You didn't when you first came into this. You have the body of a 12-year-old little boy. I think someone needs to crack her down in that way. And then build her up.
Okay, military.
Hey. Show you what being online taught me. And I did. Only because they couldn't whoop my ass.
The bitch got a point.
You gotta put the fear of God in niggas. You know. Now, if I was 21, 22, I wouldn't have. I've always been me. So there's that.
Me and Kendra say, oh well.
Oh well, literally. But yeah, I think that's what she needs. That's what somebody needs to actually do to her. Like, literally give her the attention that she wants. But it needs to be like, boom, when she says it, and then it's their rebuttal. Because even when she says stuff online and people go at her neck, it's a, oh my God, they're attacking me. And it's like, you literally have attacked these people first. They are responding.
Victim mentality.
Yes. Yes. And so I think it needs to be a, like, immediate type of response. Like, derail the whole interview and give her the attention that she so desperately wants.
Yeah, Charlamagne and what's that nigga name? DJ Envy. Hold on. Turns into a bitch.
Like, because I don't know what else she wants. I really don't. I really don't know.
A good moment.
That she's not getting. Like, here's the thing. She's on the prowl for a moment. But you just actively spoke about losing, like, money because of what you are making a choice to say.
Correct.
Like, you're upset that BET would not hire you for saying these things. But you know who they did hire? T.S. Madison.
Right.
You know they did hire Funky Dineva.
Yeah.
The young man that was also on the interview.
What's her name? Over in Atlanta, bitch. Not fucking shit. What is her fucking name? Miss Sophia.
Oh yeah. They and it's like, that's also crazy too. You wanna go on a show in which these people also occupy. What sense does that make? That's not even putting yourself in a safe position. That's not putting you or them in a safe position. And I think, even though BET is no longer black owned, you know, they did the right thing by saying, yeah, no, we don't want her.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want her. Granted, a lot of people have said ignorant things on that cast. Absolutely. Very disparaging things. But
it's Miss Pasha?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But I'm saying, like, even them as individuals, like, outside of just that. No. Like, yeah, they say this special thing, but like, it's not out of literal malice. Like, no, it's never out of that. You're literally saying these things out of ill intent.
Correct.
And then you want to go in these people's space and work.
Yeah, no.
And then when they haul off and slap the shot of you on set, then what?
Then what?
Now,
you can't be mad.
Now it's men attacking women.
That's literally how that's gonna go.
She just need to take her grievances up with her baby daddy.
The first one.
Yeah. Maybe the second one too. That's what the streets say.
Oh. Dum, 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 dum. I need a bomb button on here.
We need to figure out how to put this stuff on there.
Yeah, I need a beer.
What'd you have on there? Oh, the word today.
Are you hoes bitter? Are you bitter? Let's go through some things. Pastor Michael McClure Jr. said some words that he was speaking on bitterness. Sister, what text was we in? 2 Samuel chapter 9.
Yes.
That's where we were. 2 Samuel chapter 9 when
David
was looking for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got into that. Mm-hmm. My sister, you know, I'm not good at these things. But I got took down some notes, and some things that I took down is what he said about bitterness. Bitterness is what happens when a wound does not fully heal.
Mm-hmm.
He also said it's not what they did to you, but what you decided to keep.
Amen.
Bitterness will cause you to self-sabotage. Bitterness turns self-defense into self-destruction. Sit with that for a second. Mm-hmm. Past actions can hinder current blessings. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Bitterness is a blessing blocker, and it makes you blind. Amen. It will make you not see yourself. A word. But when, you know, I had to sit here and look into this for a good little moment as I look back over my life. Let me stop. I have had moments of bitterness. I can't say that.
I think it's a natural thing, and it's a fair thing to have in a way, because, and I think sometimes people get stuck in bitterness because while you're here reliving what they've done to you and having to deal with the after effects
mm-hmm.
of what someone has done to you, they're moving on.
Right.
To a new victim, or just in general, or they're not being viewed how they should be viewed.
A new victim was deep. A new victim was. That was something.
That was.
That's something.
But I think too, the thing with bitterness is people get wrapped up in bitterness when they're tussling with the idea of forgiving and forget. And we as people, especially church people, love to say, oh, well, you know, to be right with God, you have to forgive and forget. Pause me.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, sorry, yeah, that's my mother. Yeah, getting caught up in the idea of being able to forgive and forget, because you won't be right with God if you don't forgive and forget. And see, that in itself is a falsehood. That in itself is a falsehood. Because the Bible says nothing about forgiving and forgetting. Like, it just doesn't say that.
It doesn't.
It doesn't even tip along those lines.
As I'm going through my Rolodex of It does not.
It speaks about those things separately, but it doesn't speak about them together at all, and not in that direct context.
Mm.
Like, at no point.
That's how the biblical standpoint. I've always been a person where I can forgive you, but I won't forget it.
I think it's a one would be a fool to say that you will forget someone's transgressions against you, because if you forget, and I'm not gonna hold you, I don't even forgive. No, I don't.
Really?
Why am I doing that? Who am I doing that for?
You know, a lot of people say yourself.
Am I? That don't make me feel good. What am I forgiving you for to make me feel good? That's crazy. That's crazy. Imagine someone has beat you to the near brink of death and you told them, oh, but I forgive you. Bitch, you got half a lung. You got half a lung and a limp for the rest of your life. And you want to look a bitch in their face and say, oh, but I forgive you. Not for you, but for me. Huh? Huh?
Jesus, serious. Jesus.
But again, we're talking about context.
We're talking about context.
Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind to one another. Be kind to one another. And forgive them as you would want Christ to forgive you. But it's not talking about instances like that. It's not.
In context, yeah. Valid point. You had a point there.
50 Cent was shot 9 times. 9 times. And I actually think they say he was shot more than that. What sense would it make for him to go to and be like,
even though you shot me that many times, nigga, hey, I forgive you.
Hey, bro. I forgive you, big dog. No.
The pitch tuner is still in the normal setting. You got down there, huh? Turned the fag scent off and everything.
But like, hear yourself. I think the thing of not being bitter is just not holding on to it so that it affects you and what you have going on, that it cripples you from moving on from that. I think as long as you're not stuck in it, you're fine.
Correct.
I do believe that. I also believe that bitterness can amplify you. Because the only way out is through.
Correct.
You have to feel the hurt to get through it. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so use that to propel you forward.
Ah.
Now, no, you can't stay in it. But used instead of sulking in the bitterness, use it to propel you forward.
Mm.
What are you going to do next? We know it happened. Now what?
You know, this also goes back to the thing when he was talking about how people be bitter and you be up here trying to pull them up and they be like, you're being mean.
Mm-hmm.
No, bitch. Now what?
And it's definitely not being mean. Yeah,
it's not. It is a
now what. Now, I do understand wanting somebody, because he said the thing of they want you to show them sympathy. You can show a person sympathy, but we cannot dwell in the place.
Correct.
Like, okay, we acknowledge the things. We know you're feeling the things. Yes, I understand how you feel. I have felt these same things too.
Correct.
Now let's build our roadblock. I do level with him on that. Like, no, we can't stay there. We gotta
get up out of here.
We gotta get up out of there. But I do say, like, it is important for the people around you to be able to have sympathy if they know what it is to be in that place. The sympathy is important, just like the empathy.
Mm-hmm.
They both play a part here. Now, if you ain't ever went through that, then yeah, all you got is empathy. Oh my God.
Ah.
But get your ass up. Pull yourself up by your Louboutins. Let's go.
Strap on your red bottoms, kids. And I used to get hit with that all the time. You're just so fucking mean. Bitch, am I mean? Or are you sensitive?
I mean as hell. But I think, too, it's definitely not being mean if you're just holding someone accountable and saying, hey, like, let's get the fuck over it.
Quite literally.
Like, I don't think that's being mean. I think it's, no, like, we need to move on. Now. Getting over it doesn't mean...
getting under it?
What do you mean by that?
Some people get over shit by getting under somebody else.
I like where you're at. It doesn't mean getting back under them.
Yeah. Hey.
You like what I did there?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, we need a camera.
Yeah.
Well, I like that though. This is true.
I think because with that comes stifling. It can be stifling as well. And I think for us as human beings, it's easier to sit with what we know. Ooh, talking to myself now. Wait a minute, hold on, bitch.
Keep
talking. That one's supposed to do that. No, I was focused on you.
No. Go ahead. I get attacked every episode.
It's easy to sit in those comfortable places with those people who we're used to, instead of moving on to something new.
Correct.
Something new, or opening ourselves up to newer experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that it is easier.
Because returning back to somebody expecting the same result, well, no, expecting a different result of the form of insanity, which I can say, yeah, for me, myself, and I have returned back to certain people expecting a different result and got the same result that I got last time. Am I crazy? Am I insane? Yes.
I think if we use the movie model, I love a good movie model. I think where we end up going back to people is the expectancy that as I have grown and made these changes in my life to show the growth or feel the growth, that person has also done the same thing as well. And what happens is that they present themselves as if they have, until they can remove the mask.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people get trapped in seeing just the mask, and then it's too late. You're back stuck in, or they wear the mask for so long till they get you where they need you to be. Some people literally end up married to these people, and then years down the line, then the mask is removed.
Oh yeah. I don't know why the Phantom of the Opera came to my head.
Love that movie.
That's the whole mask situation and the removing it. I don't know why that came to my head.
Love that
movie. Even though she still ended up loving him at the end, though, didn't she?
Yeah, didn't they die?
I don't think.
Did some shit blow up?
Yeah, I think. Maybe.
It's been a minute since I've seen it.
And there's so many versions.
That too.
So many versions.
Yeah.
And I've seen like three.
Damn.
Right.
Huh.
Right.
Need to watch that again. Need to watch it again. But being bitter.
Not they just sent the live for the re-rock.
Y'all need to tune in. It do be a good piece of word, I will say that. You know. And I don't typically get into the church things, but it do be a good little piece of word. He was speaking today.
Somebody get one of those signs that say preach, nigga, and put on their head.
I almost put on that motherfucker, nigga, wrap it up. I was before you turned and was like, let's go. I was headed to that app to put wrap it up, nigga.
On the chat?
No. On the little Snapchat with a link, I was finna wrap it up, nigga, cause it's 103. You've been saying goodbye for the past 10 minutes. He was saying like we finna end it right here at 12:50.
You think he would've saw that?
He would've saw it. That nigga see everything clearly. He see and hear damn near everything. He would've seen it. He'd have glanced over there and seen that bitch flashing. He got ADHD. He would've saw it.
He would've wrap it. Y'all be blessed.
Like,
oh, he would've, hey man, don't do that.
Exactly. We didn't never seen you. He would've never. I'd have been gone. You wrap this shit up. God damn. Think about this. He only took that long because it was like, no, slow down. No, don't end it so fast. He was done preaching by 12:36.
He was.
He was done.
The timer was off.
It was them niggas in the back.
Homegirl at the top with the notes hanging over the
back. Yeah.
Sure. up under it. Woo! Yes, up under it.
Right. Now to our main thing. I know that sounded like the main thing, but it was not.
It was not. It was not. It was not. It was a piece of a piece.
Do you change how you act when you go into the barbershop?
Yes, because I have barbershop anxiety.
What does that mean?
I get nervous walking into barbershops.
Why?
Different people, different conversations. Men.
I think it's an interesting topic. It's been one that's been happening. And a lot of people actually do say, especially like gay men actually say, yeah, they change how they walk, how they talk, how they act in barbershop.
Yeah.
I would question why.
And I also think for some people, it might be like danger situation. Overtly masculine, quote unquote, masculine men may see you as a threat of some sort. Aggression, all this other shit. You never know what someone's thinking or how someone feels about you, and you have to trust this person to cut your hair, not knowing their thoughts about who you may be.
So if that's the case, why not find a woman barber?
What's the difference, sister?
What you mean?
Women can be homophobic as well.
Yeah, that's true, but we talking about going into a barbershop, which is predominantly a male space. So if you're finding a woman barber, when I say a woman barber, I'm talking about a salon. If you don't feel safe in a men realm space, then why not go to a female realm space?
Great question. But what's the likelihood of finding that?
When you take cosmetology, most cosmetologists teach the basics of barbering, which is why they do carry
those the basics. What we talking about, like basics?
No, like they teach like the actual like fade and all those things, basics. Okay. And you can always go in there asking, huh? You don't know until you actually go and look. The problem is most of you niggas are also misogynistic in where you don't want a female barber. That's a level of misogyny.
That's true.
It is. But We can get there at a later time.
I can't say though, when I did have a female barber, sitting in her chair and have a conversation with her was easier than sitting in a man's chair trying to have a conversation with him until she cut my fucking lock.
Okay, that's different. That's something different. She'll bust her ass.
Child.
That's different. But I don't know. I don't feel uncomfortable. I'm the same everywhere.
I mean, once I get in there, I'm fine. Like, go on a couple times, I'm good. But, like, that first initial walk-in, I'm
the same. Barbershop. My voice, as you hear it, is the voice you finna get. The way I walk in, I sashay in everywhere. Hey, how you doing? Yeah. Now, what I do notice, before I get nervous, you'll be nervous. Now, I know I have walked to some places and they get real quiet real quick. Yeah. 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 Halt all that fuck shit down. I don't want to hear none of that. I don't want to hear the first misogynist. I don't want to hear shit. Shit, yeah. Shut you right. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. When I went to that barbershop down the way, they was in that bitch giggling, higgling, and hollering in that bitch. When I walked in, yeah, I want peace and motherfucking quiet. It's too early for all that to be. All that. It's noon. What the fuck y'all laughing so hard for, bitch? It's noon. I ain't even had lunch yet.
It's a barbershop.
Shut up.
It's a
I don't give a fuck. Shut up.
It's a barbershop.
Fuck. Shut the fuck up.
How the girls be in there getting hair done, be snickering and kicking too.
And you know what? That's actually not true. That's actually not true. The level of kicking and cackling and messiness that people think goes on in salons is false. It's so false. As a person who grew up in salons, that shit is so false. What?
My mama's best friend had a salon. No, I did see that.
In one salon?
Yeah.
I was in multiples. That shit is so false. It's different at a home salon where everyone knows each other and is comfortable with each other, then yeah. But in an actual business salon where you seeing like in That is not the case.
So they lied to us on
yeah.
What's the name of that movie? That show?
Beauty Shop.
Not that one. With Angela.
Who the fuck is Angela?
Angela.
Who the fuck is Angela?
And Marcus.
Who the fuck is Marcus?
Marcus! You over that motherfucking Keisha house. You ain't get BD from motherfucking... Yeah. You ain't get BD from Keisha. You got it from Walter. Fucking Walter, I ain't gay. I'm fucking up. I was just waiting for you to say so. Boom. Nah!
Oh. Well, yes. That is a lot. Like, that's not...
But that I can't is say not it. A lot of messy shit does go down in the barbershop, y'all.
Like, literally, it does. That shit is very far few in between in beauty salons, because there's an etiquette protocol there. This is a professional space. Yeah, people get into their things, but all that and what you see, bitch, you need to be focused, because while you kicking and cackling, you will fuck around and burn somebody hair out their head.
That's how that bitch motherfucking cut my damn lock out my motherfucking hair, kicking that motherfucking snickering and cackling. No,
exactly. Exactly. That's exactly the point. You will fuck around and fuck up somebody's head. You know how many people have left the barbershop with bald spots or a completely different haircut?
Like, yeah.
Because
crazy.
A nigga is fucking around or your hairline crooked?
Yes.
Or you done got skint multiple times? Because yes. The niggas are kicking. Because
the niggas skint me right here.
Come on. Yeah. Niggas are kicking and cackling. We need to be shutting the fuck up and focus. You can't even work at the speed you need to be working at. Kicking and motherfucking cackling. Shut up. So, no, I don't change me.
When the last time I've been in a silent barbershop?
You would change in that motherfucker way before I do.
When I was going to that motherfucking lady to get my haircut, she was the only bitch kicking and cackling. The niggas was quiet.
Yeah. And she doing all that because she's the only woman in there trying to show out for men. Scary. Turning tricks for niggas. Jesus. You gotta watch a hoe like that. I don't be scared. Cause what you gonna do? What you gonna do? For every joke you got, I got three.
Yeah, that's true.
I do believe in fighting, and I swear by a gunshot. I sure do. So like, I question that to be like, what are you afraid of? Especially now that you're an adult. These niggas don't even know you.
That's true.
They don't know anything about you as a person. So what are you changing yourself for? For the benefit of who? Because at the end of the day...
I think it's more so for a lot of people. Not for me. Yeah. I just have anxiety. Mm-hmm. I really have barbershop anxiety. Just a lot of things. A lot of people. Crazy. I think for some people it's... What was I going with that? It's for the comfort level of the barbershop. The people within it. To not throw off whatever vibe they have going on.
Which is what?
Testosterone.
Ignorance?
Yes.
Because testosterone doesn't equal ignorance.
Yes, people just say testosterone. And
which will equal ignorance in their being. Testosterone doesn't equal ignorance. You disrupt them being ignorant is... should be what it be. At the end of the day, this is a business, and the business is to cater to the customer, not the other way around.
Valid point.
I'm not here to laugh and talk. I'm really not. Like, now, if you're going to have the conversation about shopping, that's the thing. If you feel that you are so right and that this is your space and you can say whatever you want to say when you want to say it, how you want to say it, you're going to say it regardless who's in there. If you feel that to be true and to be right. So can't one person, them being gay, alter how you all are going to communicate if you actually know in your heart that you're right for saying it? Like, If the atmosphere in the barbershop has to change, that means them niggas know they're in the wrong. Period, point blank. If you're somewhere and you don't feel safe, then should you even be... If you have to go in somewhere and change who you are, should you be there? Should you be handing these niggas your money? And last time I checked, haircuts ain't motherfucking cheap.
$40 is the minimum nowadays.
They not cheap.
Niggas paying $75 for a cut.
Right. So you telling me you going to an establishment where you don't even feel comfortable enough to be yourself, which means if they fuck up your haircut, you ain't gonna feel comfortable enough to say a fuck thing. Whoa. You're not. Whoa. If you're not comfortable enough to be who you are in the space, you're not gonna feel comfortable to say, hey, you done shifted something. You're not. You gonna hand them niggas your money and get the fuck on. How you gonna say your sister?
Why my shit leave?
In that boy?
Why my shit leave?
Oh, you gonna bring it at me?
You think that? Because at first I'm looking at the mirror and go, what she said? It's not because my head go that way. Why my shit leave? I will legit. Because I know my, even for me, because I know how my hair sits here. Mm-hmm. So I know I automatically have a lean kind of because the way my hair is. But if that shit leaning a little too, why my shit leaning?
You gonna bring it out then.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, then it's gonna, yeah. You gonna wake up then. Oh, you could have been woke from it.
Because majority of the time, I'm quiet when I get in the barber shit. And you ask me what I want, a hot close fade. You do my hot close fade. I look 1, 2, 3. I see what I like. Or I go, lighten that up a little bit. I'll keep that dog. But usually it's light until like right about here, and it's always dark. But other than that, I don't have to say much to the barbers because they always do what I need them to do. But if my shit leaning, why is my shit leaning?
But you see how you woke up. You see how you stepped into who you actually are. You need to walk into the space already that. I'm 5'5". This is the heaviest I've been since I was like 13. And if me at 5'5 can walk in as if I own the place and can whoop every ass in there, because I literally can, then surely you niggas who are well above 6'5 and 210 can do the same.
I am 6'3.
Same thing. Same difference. I'm not seeing the difference here. I'm just a girl. I'm not seeing the difference here.
It's a short motherfucker.
But like, whoa.
What, a size 12 shoe?
Whoa. Whoa. Because I don't know her. I don't know her at all. This is a 10 and a half in the proper shoe.
You hear that? Because most niggas who are 5'5 were a 7 or an 8.
No, they don't.
Oh, shit.
No, I know more tall niggas, more tall and buff niggas that wear 7, 8s, and 9s than I do short people.
Where you finding them niggas at?
Be like, whoa, nigga. Where you going with that? Where you going with that? Now what it is, bitch, is that the folks, the niggas who be 5'3 and under, they feet be a size 7 and 8. I'm 5'5, thank you.
With a size 13 shoe, I just don't get it. Why are we in the same shoe size?
Bitch, you try to put your feet in one of my shoes right now, your heel will never make it.
I make some shit work. I used to wear my mama's shoes.
Bitch, you been out ripped my motherfucking shoes. Bitch, I already know bottom holes.
Motherfucker told me that.
Yeah, you been out ripped my motherfucking shoes, bitch.
Told me that it
curled. Being that being turnt.
Bitch, I got a motherfucking from the dead. They don't listen to this. A bitch in the motherfucking trucker group said, I used to force my feet into certain shoes because I didn't want my feet to grow. Nigga, talk. Talk on a gay side around this bitch. Because you didn't let your foot grow?
You didn't want your foot to grow. And bitch, look at you. Foot still fat as shit.
Toe stacked.
Told you.
Having a meeting.
Ooh, that scared me. That scares me. I'm so glad. I want to thank my mother.
for buying appropriate shoes when she need
to be. At all times. Even sometimes she get them bitches too big. Like,
let it grow.
Like, well, no, cause like, bitch, I think my first pair of Jordans, she literally bought them bitches a size 12 or 13. Bitch, I wore 9.5 at the time. Now,
she just looked like a regular 10.
No, she dead ass thought I was a size 12. Like, she thought for real. Now, no, girl, we wear the same size shoe. And then I, on my foot size, only grew an inch.
My lord.
Just have fucked me up. But no, like, y'all can walk into places who you are. And like, when you, if you look at it on TikTok, most of the men who are like, yeah, I changed myself, are for the most part masculine presenting men. Like, they are.
I would expect it from the film girl. Like, well, the film, most of the film girls just walk in there. Just,
that's my goddamn point. That's my point. That's literally my point.
Could it be some form of internalized homophobia?
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. And it's a fear of oneself and how one could be looked at or treated. But the thing is, for those of us who are not the most mass presenting, how are we just walking in the spot and it is what it is? And you, who looks like a man at all times, buff as shit, tall as shit, if you don't open your fucking mouth, no one will fucking know. And you're telling me you alter who you are completely, voice and all.
Altering a voice is crazy. That's a lot of work.
Not altering.
Because I have the same voice.
Not altering a fuck thing.
I don't feel like my voice is that feminine anyway. Or that punkish. On certain words. I confuse people a lot on that motherfucking road, sister. And I talk just like this.
Well, I know. So, okay.
Yeah. Because I confuse people a lot. They're like, you gay? Yes. You don't sound or look like it. How does gay sound and look?
Yes. That is a good point. That is a good point. Because everything comes differently.
You don't see this switch when I walk away?
Bitch, you'll see how tight you pants is. Right. Stop playing with me.
What Lucia said, bitch, I wear skin. I don't wear jeans. I wear fucking skin. You can't pull these motherfuckers.
Like, the fuck? But that is true. Like, those of us who are not, like, I'm not changing shit. You can't whoop my ass. Bitch, you want this money? Do you want this motherfucking money? Focus on that. You want this money and you want this fucking tip? Focus, bitch. Focus. And cut my shit, bitch ass nigga. For there not be a barbershop in this bitch. In more ways than one.
More ways than one.
Cause not only will I call on people when they get through coming up through this bitch, wrecking shop and laying fines, I'm gonna blow this whole off the motherfucking map.
I can say though, when it comes to barbers, there's a difference between the older ones and the younger ones. Because if I walk in the barbershop and it's something about old barbers, it's a little E. But if you walk in the barbershop and it's a bunch of young niggas, they really don't be giving a fuck.
That's wild. Complete opposite experience.
Really?
Complete opposite experience. I ain't never had an old nigga try me. I ain't never had a young one try me either. But only.
And this is from the two barbershops I went down to in Troy. What was numbered a bunch of old niggas in there. No, but when I got up here in barbershops, mainly there's a bunch of young motherfuckers. Never get fucked.
I ain't never. Mm-mm. Like I said, them niggas down there, down the street.
Well, exquisite.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. They was in that big. Yeah. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, 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 yeah. As soon as I walked through the middle. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
This shit be pissing me off.
These bad ass kids sitting in here, they need their hair cut. Y'all need to be getting the fuck too.
I don't understand. Because Polo used to. Damn, I'm supposed to say that. That nigga used to motherfucking stop. Talk, haha, kiki, phone. Bitch, my head needs to be done.
Phone.
I can say one thing about Lucretia. When she was down there, she bitch about to cut my damn lock. But she got it done.
Phone. My nigga, if you don't put that fucking Bluetooth, that headset on, and keep focusing.
It was a texting.
Texting is crap. Hey, nigga. Hey, nigga. Now, see, now then I have to put the change on, because now I need you to know this, it's finna get wicked in this bitch if you don't put that motherfucking phone down.
Things about to come unlimited. Bitch is about to be in the fine gravity, y'all.
It's finna get wicked in this bitch if you don't put that motherfucking phone down in my head. Like, and again, that's like you said, old girl. Like you said, with old girl, like she gonna be locked in. The Nani who does my hair, cause she, I let her like do my lineup too. Like, she be, Nani barely picks up her phone when I'm under the dryer. And I'm under, bitch, I'm under there. I'm under there for at least 15 minutes. You got all the time in the world to be on the phone. She barely picks up on it then.
The girl that do my locks do that. They'll sit right there and talk. But while I'm under the drive, she be right there on the thing talking to everybody while I'm sitting. Watching. And she'll come up there. Go back to the little stand.
Exactly. What you telling me niggas is stopping your haircut to... Hey, nigga. Gonna get wicked in this bitch.
I wonder how this gonna go next week when I gotta go back in there. Cause I'm gonna go back down to Five Star and La Crusher down there at Five Star. Last time I went to La Crusher, girl. Funny story, y'all. So I didn't book through the app, but she's so used to me booking through the app, she had let me skip. She didn't realize, she thought I was somebody else. I skipped in front of somebody else. And she was like, that's not y'all. So, I was wondering, I'm like, she gonna say something? Did she remember that? Probably not. It's been like a year. But I'm definitely gonna go with it. Y'all looking for such and such.
I ain't been back there since. And old dude, he did really good. I gave him like $80. He did. That old nigga shaped my shit up. I'm talking about shaped me up. A stern shape up. But I just ain't been back, cause I'm like, why am I can't get in my head going to one person to get my hair twisted who also knows how to cut hair, but then driving back across town and set a different appointment to do a haircut.
I mean, that's different though.
I can't.
If she can do both, then hey. But if my lactician only does one.
Yeah. But I also like, I really did like the way he chopped me, cause he
where we at, 58 seconds for 58 minutes. But this is also crazy, but I do like the experience of going in a barbershop. I have the anxiety, but I love the experience of going in a barbershop. I've always had.
What the experience?
I don't know. I just like going in there.
Ain't no eye candy in there.
I know, but it's just like going in the barbershop and getting my hair cut. It's just something about it. It's just something about it. I mean, that's about like women who like going in traditional salons. They just like going in traditional salons.
Women like going in traditional salons because you get a traditional service, i.e. my hair being washed is a given, not an extra service. But what other... That's not the same.
I guess multiple motherfuckers in there talking and kicking. I do like the talking and kicking aspect of the barbershop. No,
shut the fuck up.
I like hearing the laughter.
I don't like hearing a fuck thing. Shut the fuck up.
But that's how I grew up in the type of barbershop.
I was like that as a child. Shut the fuck up.
Really?
Because what y'all laughing about is ignorant. And as soon as somebody come here making sense, now y'all don't want to talk no more. That's why. Shut the fuck up. I was that kid in the barbershop. I've always been a smart aleck. Shut up. Shut up. You got what to say about women? You got a mammy. Shut up.
I never heard those conversations when I was at the barbershop, though. For me. I don't know what they talked about when I went there.
Child, you'd be surprised what they talk about in the barbershops. The condoning of cheating. I've seen some things in the barbershop. I've seen some things. Shut y'all motherfucking ass up. Hell nah. I don't want to hear. Be quiet. Silence. Let's exercise being quiet together. See how all you hear is the clippers going? See how you got that cut done in 10 minutes lesser time than you normally would have? You know why? Because you ain't running them dick suckers, baby. Shut up.
One time I sat in the barbershop for 2 hours.
And get your dick off my arm. Like, you did what for 2 hours?
Too fucking up. That bitch was packed. That bitch was packed.
I like going in barbershops where there's a new barber and don't nobody want to go to him. I love that. You ain't got nobody.
But them niggas be doing the freshest cuts.
Exactly.
And I sit there and watch.
Exactly. And then I'm talking about, I watched when I was in one barbershop, and I'm talking about they would treat that nigga like scum. Like for real. Like scum. And he have a client like very far from, like it's like 15 niggas in here. His folks in and out. Like they'll come in, sit down, out. Niggas still just sitting there. You waiting for one nigga who got six people in front of you. Cause this was before the phone. This is before the
app.
This is before the apps. I'm old school.
Yeah, before
you come app. And sign you your name in that motherfucker and book down. And sit your and stupid sit your ass down. Yeah. Ain't no credit card, bitch, cash only.
Yeah. I remember that shit. You got cash.
Yeah.
The nigga come out of his motherfucking thing with the
yeah.
Count out your motherfucking nigga, change.
I'm talking about niggas in the barbershop from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Like,
yeah.
No. Like, I love a nigga that don't have no. They treat you like shit in here because you new. You brand new, freshly graduated. Or you just new to the shop. Niggas don't. Let me get in this. What you want? Line me up. That was back when I had that swoop bang.
Mm-hmm.
So, bitch, I'm literally only in now for a lineup and shave. Don't touch my motherfucking roller wrap, nigga. Watch what you doing. That nigga used to cut me so motherfucking fresh. And for a little razzle dazzle, I would have a comb. And I would unwrap my shit in the mirror and.
And tip them out of them.
Let's go, mom. And be on my aunt and husband. Let's go. We done. And her husband, at the time, he was a drug dealer. Like, at one point in his life. So he knew them niggas. And he be like, all right, y'all, we'll catch y'all later. So they, all right. Appreciate that, big dog. Yeah. I think that builds a level of confidence in people too, when you have people around you that inspires confidence. Cause I've never been worried about a nigga stepping out of line. Never. Between my mama and one of her three husbands, I've never been worried about a nigga stepping out of line.
Yeah.
Do you know what my mama will do to you? I'm not even talking about her husband. Let's fuck that nigga. Do you know what my mama will do to you? For real. I'm not. Until it became, do you know what I will do to you?
Oh. Mike, do you know you was in danger, girl? In danger.
I've literally been in a chair. And I understand, like, niggas gotta be close up on you. Get your dick off my arm. Figure out a better way to cut. But what it won't be is your dick and balls on my arm.
Because they will use you as a prop.
And will. And I, cool. But find another way. Put your leg up or something. Get your dick and balls off my arm. I don't even play like that.
Imagine they put a daddy, there's nothing.
I've had that too. But it's still the whole point of, I know that your pelvis, Jesus, I know that it's on me. Get it off of me. Get it up off me. Are you serious?
That's what I was thinking.
A grower. Did you just say he was a grower?
No, I'm just thinking, like, is it? Because I don't feel nothing here. You're on my arm with it, and I don't feel anything.
He might have had it up.
Couldn't have been.
Balls might be small.
No print, no nothing.
What if he...
Trans woman?
Yeah.
I mean, trans man?
Yeah.
There is 6'3" tall women, so
yes.
So yeah, transitioning.
I mean, from that, yes. Maybe
too.
But didn't you say he biracial?
He looks biracial.
That explains everything. Got his grandpa's feet.
Okay. Anywho.
Well, this was fun.
This was fun.
We'll be here more often now that somebody switched jobs again. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. They better hope they get this truck situation. Now
it's gonna be, you bitch will be gone again.
Gonna be another motherfucker switching jobs. Bitch is gonna piss me the fuck off. They gonna look up and I'm gonna be at the parent company. You at PNS? Yeah, they got brand new trucks over there.
Really?
Yes. So you left here with the PNS for a brand new truck? Yes. Don't piss me off. Anywho, peace and blessings, manifestations, love and light. Hasta luego, Patrick.
Yeah, fuck off.
Oh shit, this shit ain't stopped.